producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good morning. Friday morning. And from where I sit, where I am sitting, it's a wet Friday morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Got a care package yesterday from GCN, and we're going to talk about that in the second hour, because this the care package I got is going to go into the ISIS welcome wagon bag. It is a brilliant piece of kit, and it is in keeping with everything I'm trying to do with the ISIS welcome wagon bag. Now, I've been wondering to myself, I'm really getting tired of the pundits and the talking heads and all of the other yahoos out there constantly beating up on the outsiders in the presidential race. I don't know if you've noticed that, but they're always keying in on Trump, they're keying on Carson. They're waiting to keep, they're keying in on Fiorina. All the while, they will completely, dismiss things like Lindsey Graham, who has provided no opposition to the appointments of Lynch and Kagan and Sotomayor. None. He's already dropped out of the race, but there wasn't a whole lot of hay made out of Scott Walker on the pundit side, maybe on the liberal side, but not on the Republican side. Now, I have a wish coming out of all of this, and I want to start with these first guys, okay, with these first guys. Because mainstream media is so liberal to begin with, I think there's a few people that have figured out there how they can get more FaceTime and everything else if they pretend to be liberal. So let's give back some of these guys. Let's see if the Democratic Party will take back some of these people. Let's start with my favorite one, gun grabber Charles Krauthammer. For those of I'm breaking hearts, I know some of you just think he's just all that in a bag of chips. This is a guy that worked for Walter Mondale in his past. He was a writer for the Liberal New Republic. And now, years later, he's a contributor to Fox. But he never seems to like conservative Republicans. In his latest column, he attacks Ben Carson for saying he would not support a Muslim for president at present. If there's a Muslim out there that wants to completely renounce Sharia law and Islam, okay, that's point one. Then there's still a little proof to go on, because one of the tenets, like we've seen out of Muslims in for America or of America, is you pretend to be their friend, then you kill them. So all of that renunciation wouldn't mean that much in the beginning, but it would be a start. The fact is that right now, in this moment in time, there is no responsible leader in the Muslim community who has condemned the acts of radical Islam repeatedly and forcefully are confronted the deep internal problems in the Muslim community. The fact of the matter is the biggest amount of crowd of people that they kill turns out to be Muslim. In a lot of cases, they will execute a Muslim in a heartbeat for just stepping just one iota outside of the entire regime. Carson and Trump have opened up a conversation which was formerly taboo, at least within the politicians. The pundits have been doing it for years, the real pundits, okay? Dr. Krauthammer seems to have a bit of a problem with this long overdue discussion. Now, my problem with Krauthammer is he believes that there should be assault weapons bans and gun bans. He believes that because he's confined to a wheelchair and he's become utterly cerebral, that everybody else should be going that way too, and that's just simply not the case, Dr. Krauthammer. Simply is not the case. Now, then, in his column, he lies about Donald Trump. Donald Trump called for, according to him, he called Mexican-American immigrants rapists who came bringing drugs and crime. That's not actually what he said. he talked about some illegal aliens who raped and committed crimes, and they are mixed up, and we don't know who they are. Dr. Krauthammer cannot seem to distinguish between illegal aliens and legal immigrants, you know, which is that's a liberal thing. That is a liberal thing. He followed that by criticizing Trump for calling for illegal aliens to be deported. You know, that's the law. He's criticizing him for saying, let's follow the law. Apparently, Mr. Krauthammer thinks that it is racist and or wrong to enforce the law, just like a liberal. Whatever happens in this presidential election, whoever the Republican nominee is, whoever the next president is, it is good that this Trump and Carson, no matter what you may think of them, and I'm not a big fan of either one of them on a whole lot of things, but they have done a great service by taking the taboo subject of illegal immigration and radicalism in parts of the Muslim community and made it talkable again. The only thing they haven't done as far as the Muslim community is point out that there are no moderates in the Muslim community, which is what everybody seems to be looking for nowadays, is the moderate. Krauthammer doesn't seem to appreciate that these two guys have breached something that needs to be talked about. Needs to be talked about. He thinks that's wrong. I was wondering if the Democrats might take him back, and any of those that might be out there. It would be a very long list. It would be like an ocean liner of people. I think they should take John Boehner with them. Boehner cries at the drop of a hat. He cried yesterday when the Pope, or the other day when he was addressing Congress. He was crying. This guy is after Biden in the ascendancy to the president. Let's say Barack Obama dies on the way to a golf course and Joe Biden gets killed by some guy that thinks he's using too many hands with his wife. That leaves Boehner. And then Boehner, he's sitting across the table from Putin. Does he start crying? Let's send Boehner. Let's send Lindsey Graham. Let's send Orrin Hatch. There's a bunch of them we could send. McConnell, let's send him. Let's send him. Let's send all of them and send them back to where they actually belong and let them be the little fish in the big pond. Right now, I don't know how they enjoy the positions they hold. And I've really got to question Fox for having Krauthammer now. I really have to question that because, I know they have Geraldo, and Geraldo is Geraldo, and I think that's why they have him. But Krauthammer is supposed to be this bastion of conservative deep thinking. And he's nothing of the sort. He is nothing of the sort. And to get out there and listen to anything, I know people that just love him. And they listen to everything he says. And these are the same people, same types of persons that would vote for Obama. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Say it again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The government, especially this government, you know, when you look at some of these tech organizations out there, like Google, where we have Google Earth, and you have the Google Earth, and then you, it's amazing what you find out if you mess around in Google Earth. One thing I found out is that there's a way to pixelate your house from the street view, which I have done, and it's amazing how many emails I will get asking me, how did you pixelate your house? Which my first question is, what the hell were you doing looking at it in the first place? But that's beside the point. Google Earth and places like, you know, Google and some of these other tech companies, they are, if you scratch them hard enough, underneath them you will find a bunch of liberal ideas. Case in point, in Washington State, Paul Allen and Bill Gates, big donors for I-594. Now, these people, these technology people, think that technology can save the world, as long as they're the ones that control the technology, of course. And these high-tech totalitarians are now conspiring with the Barack Obama administration. Let's just call it that from here on out, the Obama administration, to undermine the Second Amendment. Little scribbling coming from them, according to Bloomberg Businessweek. The right to bear arms is a hot topic in our society. Many polls show a slight majority of the American public leaning towards the Second Amendment. So for a moment, let's take getting rid of guns off the table and think outside the box. Let's turn off our pro or anti-gun sentiments and click on our technology. One idea slowly garnishing interest and influence is GPS tracking in guns. This is not a new idea. The federal government has been experimenting with using wireless nano and GPS technologies to track, disrupt, and even self-destruct firearms for at least 2 years. The project, known as Micro Electromechanical System, or MEMS, utilizes nano devices created by engineers that can affect a weapon's operation. MEMS capabilities could be built into U.S. weapons within 3 to 5 years, and the market for this technology would be around $1.1 billion. I don't know how there would even be a market for that technology. I guess that's how much it would cost. The author of this in Bloomberg Businessweek, amazingly, does not feel that giving the government the ability to track, disrupt, and even self-destruct firearms is an infringement. But here's a few predictions. Okay, a few predictions for you now that this is out in the open. First of all, anti-gun liberals will attempt to mandate the MEMS technology for all new commercial U.S. firearms once the technology is in a working prototype stage. Some will demand that this technology be retrofitted to existing firearms. Some anti-gun liberals will attempt to force federal and state agencies to adopt MEMS. These agencies will resist out of fears that the needlessly complex technology is a threat to their officers, and the concept will die. It will. Any gun company that incorporates the MEMS technology into their firearms will be abandoned by the commercial market, which dwarfs the much smaller government market. And people quickly find a way to hack the technology for better or for worse. I'm a little surprised this is just only just now coming out, but then again, this isn't something they want to publicize now, is it? Here's the thing. We never need to allow the federal government to have a means to destroy something we own, whether it is a television set or your car or your gun. We simply do not. They do not need that kind of control. I would never allow any gun I own today to be retrofitted with MEMS. I don't even know how would that work? How do you introduce nanotechnology into an already standing structure that's already set up on a molecular scale? How do you do that? I don't know how it would work, but you know, this is just them talking. This is Bloomberg talking. They don't know what they're talking about over at Bloomberg Business News. They got an article they're reading. It's somebody saying we can retrofit this and make this work on older guns. Now, how's that going to work? What is the gun going to look like? I'm already taking every gun I own, for the most part, especially the guns that I would run with in a bad situation, and I'm chopping them down to the bare essentials. Everything I've got now is down to the bare essentials. There's some things that I may never use that are just too big, too bulky. I'm looking at things now with an eye towards lightweight, streamlined, not obtrusive, low silhouette. Weight is a big factor. I mean, this thing that I'm going to show you at the opening of the next hour from Fortress Survival, which you've heard the ad here for it, this is perfect for what I want to use it for. It solves a problem I had with the ISIS welcome wagon bag. And it solves it in a way that's lightweight. It's perfect. So, you know, as far as any gun company that would get up there and look at this and say, maybe we could win some government contracts with it. Government contracts are fine if you win them. When they were looking at a new handgun, when all of these handgun companies, Ruger and all these other companies, jumped Smith, all these other companies jumped into this, the reason they did it was because with a handgun, even if you don't win the government contract, you can take that development and sell it to the public. And the public is what sustains these people. Ask Colt how that's working out for them. They went after the government, only the government, catered to the government. Look at them today. Ask them how that's working out for them. Ask H&K how that's working for them in Germany. Getting out there and only courting the government is never going to be the way to go. And the commercial market, the American commercial market, is gigantic compared to the civilian market. And I don't care how many rounds of ammunition you hear the DHS is buying. We have so much more already out there. It is pathetic. The numbers are not known. And if they were published, I'm sure every liberal around you would turn sheet white, even the African-American ones. So bear all that in mind. I just wanted to point that out. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Getting ready to punch the button, and I'm looking up, and the mic is aiming at the sky. That's not going to work. It's an end-fired mic. That's what it is. And I use this to come to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Here's something to consider coming from the Force Science Institute. They asked a question and did a little study on this, and the question they asked is, in a close-up gunfight, who stands a better chance of delivering an immediately fatal shot to the head? A police officer who has completed typical police firearms training, or a subject who has little or no experience with a handgun? The alarming fact that came out is, according to the Force Science Institute, the odds lie with the novice shooter. And even apart from headshots, the research shows that officers on average are only marginally better than lesser trained shooters in terms of getting rounds on target. We know this to be true, of course. Law enforcement officers are expected to perform at a much higher level than civilian shooters, according to lead researcher, Force Science Institute Executive Director Dr. Bill Lewinsky. Yet the study results indicate that the officer's firearms training is not extensive enough and occurs too sparsely for the officers to gain and maintain. Because taking a headshot at somebody, this is an expert-level shot. This is one of the reasons everybody goes for center mass is it's a bigger target. And it's more stationary than legs and heads and arms. In short, today's cops may not be gaining the advantage they need from current law enforcement firearms courses. Whereas with a new shooter is going to come in, and while they may be bringing some things to the table that are technically incorrect, they're doing what is natural to them. And perhaps that explains a little bit. One of the hardest things about any sort of physical training, especially within the martial arts, which I put gunfighting within, is that what you knew, what you thought was right, you have to unlearn that and then learn the mechanics, or at least based upon the discipline. But that takes away some of that natural capability. Like if you're just a natural, you can point where you're looking. Oh, my goodness. What kind of a shooter are you going to be? Lewinsky's research team explores why this dangerous deficiency exists and what could be done to correct it. The reason we want the cops to hit what they're aiming at is that sometimes we're standing around the people they're aiming at. That's a good reason. Plus, we don't like it when cops get shot. I don't like it when cops get shot. They put their findings in the Journal of Police Science and Management under the title, The Real Risks During Deadly Police Shootouts, Accuracy of the Naive Shooter. It took 247 volunteers, about 80% of them male. They were recruited from a Midwestern college's law enforcement program and from two police academies, one in a northern state and one in the south. I would love to know how this breaks down as far as who hit what. They were divided into three test groups, trained handgun shooters called experts for purposes of the study, who had completed handgun training in the military or in a formal law enforcement academy firearms course. Listen to me, folks. If you are out there and you are a civilian shooter and you've never been in the military and you go take a class, you are on par with any of your heroes in the military. This coming from a veteran, okay? So remember that I said that. Intermediate shooters who have not yet received academy training but had previous experience through military long gun training or in shooting a pistol or rifle for hunting or recreation. The novice, people who never picked up a gun in their lives. On ranges at their respective locales with similar environmental conditions, the volunteers addressed specifically designed gray men, gridded targets that allowed for measuring shot placement on the target's head, neck, and torso within 1 square inch of accuracy. They all did it with a semi-automatic pistol. They were all instructed to fire 3 rounds at the target as rapidly and as accurately as possible when a timer sounded. But no instruction was given on where the shooter should aim. After each 3-round burst, the target was replaced and moved randomly on a motorized track to a different distance from the shooter until 9 targets at 9 distances, ranging from 3 to 75 feet, were fired on by each subject with 27 shots total. The volunteers in the expert and intermediate groups managed in general to successfully place rounds on the targets at a significantly higher rate than novices, but there were some startling surprises. First one that Lewinsky noted was there was no statistically significant difference in accuracy between the intermediate shooters who had no formal handgun training and the so-called experts who had completed the full certification requirements at academy sidearm instruction and practice. Experts scored more hits than intermediates by scarcely 1 percentage point. At their most competent shooting distance, 3 to 15 feet, they edged intermediates by only 4 percentage points. And in one category, 18 to 45 feet, the intermediates actually performed better. Novice shooters had 75% hit accuracy at distances from 3 to 15 feet, which is where the most officer-involved gun attacks are going to occur. Intermediate and expert shooters did better at these critical distances by only a small margin of increased accuracy, 84 and 88%. But then we get to the headshots. At close distances, intermediate and novice shooters tended to shoot at the target's head more often and with greater accuracy than law enforcement-trained shooters. That comes from aiming for nothing but center mass, which is what they're trained to do. This is why if you go take a class and you train on like the Mozambique drill, which is 2 to the chest, 1 to the head, or any of the other shots to the head, this is one of these good drills that is good to know because you're then going after the smaller target. The people that can hit the smaller target on a regular basis, which I'll freely admit to you, I am not one of them. I am not one of them. This is a good thing because they have mastered the aim. There's one thing to get out there and aim at a mass, which is, well, that's what I'm really good at. But I really need to work on aiming at the smaller target. I'm aware of this. I'm Make no bones about it. The analysis here is that there should be a different focus placed. During most firearms courses as they now exist, officers are taught to focus predominantly on their weapon and their body, paying close attention to grip, trigger press, stance, body and arm alignment, balance, sight, picture, and EIEIO. Now, those are important elements of shooting, but they're focusing on themselves and their action, where they might be, need to be focusing on that sight picture, that front sight, that blurred target, and where the sights are in that blurred target. They need to look more for an external orientation. External focus, even the Force Science Institute has found out that external focus will give you better performance. And it frees, what they believe is that it frees the officer's cognitive resource for observation, cognitive processing, and immediate decision-making in a life-threatening encounter. In other words, he's not paying attention to what he's doing. He's just reacting naturally. And this is where you've got to strike this balance. You've got to strike this balance between training and technique and what and observation and transition. You've got to be able to observe and move to the cover. You've got to be, and while you're moving to the cover, don't worry about the posture you're shooting at or anything. If you're sending rounds that way, worry about where the rounds are going. It's quite the instinctive thing. And Force Science Institute, this is a good study. This is a really good study. If it made your eyes cross, my apologies. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to look at stuff like that. Would you send a gun to Britain to defend a British home? When we get back on a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces, earrings, and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. As an aside, in a conversation I had with the adorable Stacy Lasky at Frog Lube yesterday, and I was asking her about Fire Clean, if she'd heard about Fire Clean, and she thought it was so sad that that had happened to them. And here's what I will say about Frog Lube. Larry Lasky, his wife Stacy, their daughter, I mean, his son-in-law, everybody in the Lasky family got on the road and made Frog Lube what it is today. They didn't get out there by saying they were the greatest. They didn't get out there by saying they were better than everybody else. They simply got out there and said, try this. Now they're being adopted by many, many people. This is something born out of the mind of a guy with a special operations training background, this, you know, primarily in sand and in very harsh conditions. And he came out with Frog Lube. Spectroscopically, it will look nothing like canola oil. It is not priced, it is not marked up 10,000% like Fire Clean was. And quite honestly, given the predatory setup that Fire Clean seemed to roll in on, is that, you know, sometimes karma is really bad for you. I just saw this. Apparently, John Boehner is going to resign as Speaker. Wonder if he's going to cry about that, too. That's good. I wonder who's going to be elected as Speaker, but he reads the tea leaves. That's good. Recently in the United Kingdom, four police officers were flagged down by a store manager as his colleague detained a thief. When they pulled up and found out why they were being flagged down, they say they were not kitted up to help and they drove away. So much for the crime fighting in the Piers Morgan gun-free paradise, commonly known as the United Kingdom. A country whose subjects are barred from possessing adequate means of defense and punished if they even dare to attempt to defend themselves. And those paid to actually respond to crime seem to have more urgent priorities. This latest in the seemingly unending list of examples of national suicide across the pond recalls a question inspired by an old Guns magazine article from the December 1959 issue. Guns in Our Bundles for Britain by William B. Edwards. David Kodrier found this. He said, "We shall fight them on the beaches, we shall fight them on the landing grounds, and we shall fight them in the fields and the streets. We shall fight them in the hills. We will never surrender." This was quoting Winston Churchill during Britain's darkest days. The only problem was that Britain had no guns to fight them with in all of these places. As broadcast was momentarily interrupted by applause, he turned sadly and angrily away from the mic and said, "But I do not know what we will fight them with." That's where we heard, you know, this is where we got this thing called the American Committee for Defense of British Homes, headquartered in New York City of all places, that set about the task of appealing to Americans to send a gun to defend a British home. And thousands of Americans stepped up. And the effort succeeded in collecting and shipping thousands of firearms. And we learned that the possession of small arms led Bert Yank Levi, a specialist in guerrilla and irregular fighting, to express a belief that home guard defense was why Britain can no longer successfully be invaded. He declared, "Wherever the enemy may land, he will immediately be confronted by a nucleus of men born and bred in the district, knowing every foot of topography, fighting from every city, town, village, and hamlet, from every ditch, copse, wood, hill, and valley. The importance of the home guard idea in world politics is vast. For instance, this approach to war is proof that where a government trusts its people trust and protect their government." What does that sound like to you? Now, right now, we're doing this. We are the home guard. However, the problem is we don't trust the government. The government doesn't trust us. And outrageously, we learned that when the danger had passed, the government trust in the people in Britain went away, and the guns were destroyed, and the people, for the most part, obeyed in the cleansing of firearms. And thus, today, you find yourself where you're at. Which leads me to a question. Knowing what we know today, noting the likely course the UK and its people seem determined to chart for themselves, especially with all of this, "Let's bring in the Syrians," if a similar plea for help went out today, would we send guns to defend Britain to help the Home Guard? Would you do that if even, how about if you knew it couldn't be traced back to you? For those of you that have never looked into this, I mean, go look at the archive of classic Guns magazine issues from half a century ago, and look at the past. Look at the ads. Look at the prices. Look at the letters to the editor. Look at the political features. Maintain your this kind of education is absolutely invaluable when it comes to certain things, and especially to this, to understanding the why and the what and the where, what came before me. As we get ready to head into the next hour, coming from Fox News, House Speaker John Boehner announces he will resign his post and his seat at the end of October. Let's see if there's anything accompanying that. The decision comes as he faces an internal battle in the House GOP caucus over Planned Parenthood funding. Okay, that means he was getting ready to cave and he didn't knew he'd... The problem that Boehner has always had is that he's always faced a lack of confidence. The people that in his, the Republicans don't have confidence in him. And he was looking at a dynamic where he might have had to look at the Democrats and strike a deal with Pelosi in order to remain Speaker. And it's good. Now he will fall back and he'll become a Fox News correspondent, or he'll get on MSNBC, or he'll get on CNN or something. So don't worry about John. maybe what he needs, and that's great. He's obviously got some issues. He's got some emotional issues. We don't need a guy two heartbeats away. You know, there's President Obama, if he seizes up, and then Joe Biden seizes up, it's President Boehner. We don't need a guy who cannot control his emotions. We really don't. And we don't need him in charge of the House. And we don't need him. Well, there's a lot of things we don't need from him. So many things we don't need from him. So that's good news, I guess. Now they're saying it's going to be Kevin McCarthy. Which, that part of it is what irritates me. That's what irritates me. We already know who's going to be the next in line. And he's already been anointed and waiting to be appointed and coronated and all this other stuff. I would like for him to be surprised and to find out that maybe this guy from North Carolina, Meadows, maybe he becomes Speaker of the House. That'd be good. Chavis, he could be Speaker of the House, although he's sort of, you know, getting wishy-washy. There's a lot of people that could be Speaker of the House. I don't know why McCarthy gets to be Speaker of the House, because I don't know what he's done. They're saying the Pope has offered Boehner a job. Well, that'd work. That'd work. He'd be right in line with Francis. I mean, Francis is making a lot of heads. He's scratching a lot of heads. Let's have all open borders, climate change, traditional marriage. This is like a bad drug trip, like LSD on steroids. A conservative, liberal goulash. And a lot of people look to him as a leader. Yeah. Okay. Going into the next hour, when we get back, we're going to look at the evolving ISIS welcome wagon kit and where it's about to go. That's coming up first. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.